He kept telling them one that was coming. He said, there's one that's a coming. Praise God, said, if you'll just keep a looking, he's a coming. And they kept telling. He said, well, when's he coming? He said, just keep a looking, he's a coming. Amen. And then they say, oh, when's he a coming? He said, just keep a looking. He's a coming. I will say, young, and just keep a looking. Because he's a coming, praise God. Just when you expect him. Praise God, you say, when do you expect him? Just right on time, praise God. He's a coming. Old John was a baptizing, a baptism of repentance. He said, just repent of your sins because Jesus is coming. They said, when's he a coming? He said, praise God, repent. He's a coming. And he just kept telling them, he's a coming. I want to tell you tonight, youngins, he's a coming. Just keep repenting and keep a praying and keep a looking up because he's a coming, praise God. Amen. Old John kept a baptizing and he kept a preaching and he kept a praying and he kept a looking to God. Amen. He kept crying out. Praise God, believing down in his heart that God Almighty would hear and answer prayer. That God Almighty would send his only begotten Son. Amen. Listen, he is already there. They just wasn't looking for him. We could see him today if we'd get to looking for him. He's just right there. He's a coming. Amen. He's coming down the road. Amen. Get to looking for him. You'll see him just about every day. Just about everywhere. He's there, praise God. Jesus is a coming. Amen. Old John Baptist kept baptizing. Amen. But one day they was there baptizing on the shores of the Jordan. And old John looked up. Praise God, as a son, I could just see it in my mind's eye. I haven't been there. I looked up and I seen. I could see old John as he saw that sun arising up over the hill. Amen. That glorious sun, praise God, that comes up every morning. And as he began to look at that, and he began to see the glory of the Lord shining in the S-O-N, S-U-N. Praise God, all of a sudden, coming across that hill was the S-U-N. And S-O-N, praise God, combined together in the glory of God. John said, I told you, keep a looking because he's a coming. When's he a coming? Right on time. Amen. He's a coming right on time. Amen. He ain't going to be late. He's going to show up right on time. Amen. God be the glory. Amen. John said, there. He said, well, glory. Somebody just shout for me. I can't. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Old John looked up there and he saw the sun and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Ain't you glad? Praise God. You say, when's that going to happen? Right on time. Right on time. Right on time. Amen. Hey, don't quit praying. Don't quit believing. Praise God. Don't quit looking up. Because, praise God, he's going to save our children. He's going to save our brothers and our sisters and our mamas and our daddies. When's he going to do it? Praise God. Right on time. Amen. Praise God. One day, just a little while. Say, when, preacher? Right on time. Praise God. Jesus. He's going to march through the portals of glory. He's going to march down to where we are. You say, when's it going to happen? Right on time. God Almighty is going to come to our situation. He's going to hear our calls as it's pled. And praise God, he's going to move upon the scene. When's that going to happen? Right on time. Amen. There's a whole lot of times in my life, and I know it has in yours, I've looked around this old world and I said, Lord, you know, what's happening here? Can't you see, Lord, we need something. We need a touch. We need some help. Lord, where are you at? Lord, I just don't see you. Lord, don't you understand what we need? Don't you understand what we have a need of? Praise God, you know what I've found? Brother, I've found that he's always been right on time. Amen. I'm like Mary and Martha when I thought he was 4 days late. Amen. Amen. In my spiritual being, sometimes I felt like Lazarus. Sometimes I've been about 4 days dead in my spirit. Hey, can I get a witness? Some days I've felt about 4 days dead in my spirit. Amen. I thought, oh, God's forsaken me. Nobody loves me. You ever have pity parties like that? Amen. Nobody cares. Nobody, hey, you got all these things going on in your life. You got all these situations, all these problems, and nobody cares. But I want to say, praise be to God, when you feel like you've been dead spiritually about 4 days like Lazarus, glory, hallelujah, guess who shows up? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. He sends a touch from glory. I say he sends a touch from glory, praise God. It moves upon your heart. He overshadows you. He, well, glory be to God. He knocks all that mess away from you, praise God. He delivers you out of that, and that pity party you was in, and he picks you up, praise God, and he, well, glory, and he loves you up, amen, in his bosom. He draws you unto himself, pulls you up nice and close. He said, son, it's all right, because I'm right here. You know what you say, Brother Jeff? Say, Lord, I knew you'd be here right on time. Amen. Hey, praise God. Right on time, praise God. He shows up. Amen. My spirit. Amen. Flesh is willing. The spirit's weak. Amen. Praise God. It's not his fault. Amen. It's our fault. Because God Almighty always come through. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He's promised us that He'll deliver us safe over on yonder shore. We just have to keep believing that He cares. Amen. Contrary to what everybody around us thinks tonight, Jesus loves you. Amen. Whenever people try to dissuade you, whenever people try to discourage you, say, what I want you to do, just plead the blood of Jesus. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And think about that precious blood, praise God, that He shed for you. How His sweat, when He prayed, praise God, for you. It came and it dripped off of Him. And His sweat like great drops of blood. He was in anguish of His soul. And it wasn't for Him. But praise God, it was for you and you and you. And He was in anguish there in the garden, praise God. As He prayed to the Father, He said, but not my will, but Thine be done. Amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, he was just a little bit late. Amen. I won't say, praise God, he was right on time. Amen. Down through the ages and through the centuries, God had a plan, and he said, I'll send Elijah before him to make his way straight. Amen. Praise God. He sent old John Baptist to preach the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and repentance. Praise God from sin. He said, prepare you the way and make his way straight. Amen. I'm glad there's a straight way. Praise God. Listen, there's only one way for Jesus to walk tonight. There's only one way for Jesus to live in our hearts tonight. And praise God, it's in a straight way. Amen. Well, say, he don't like a whole lot of crookedness. Amen. He likes straight living. Hello? Yeah, now don't you sell up on me. Hey, man, don't you pout on me. You got things in your life keep you from seeing God. They walk in a straight walk. Praise God, you'll just fall out of your car on your face this evening and say, oh, God, forgive me. I say, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Help me, God, to have a straight walk. Hey, if we're going to walk with Him, it's going to be a straight walk. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, it's like He's late in my life. I just can't seem to get it together. I won't say tonight, He's come through here on purpose, right here this evening. Praise God to take you on a little, well, I say take you on a little journey down Straight Street. Amen. Show you the way and the righteousness for His name's sake. That you might walk therein and be satisfied. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm satisfied in my soul. If He was to come tonight, if He was to come right now, I don't have a regret. Amen. The only thing that I regret is I haven't done more for Him. Amen. I would to God I could have done more for him. Praise God. But when he comes the way to get me, one day when he comes in the cloud with a shout and a trump, and he's coming, praise God. He's coming, praise the Lord. He's not going to be late. He's going to be right on time, praise God. He's going to come to, with a shout and a trump, call us out of here. Go be with him where he is. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Hey, listen, like old preacher Oliver B. Green said, amen, I want to stay here as long and hang out here as long as I can. Amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, I just like to go on, preacher. Just pull up here to the side of church, we'll see if we get Big Jeff knock you in the head and stick. Amen. Amen. But I won't stay here long. Can't pray God when he's ready. When Jesus comes, praise God, he's coming for me. And he's coming for you, praise God. I'm ready to go. Amen. I know beyond a shadow. How do you know, preacher? Because one night in March 1976, there was a little old boy that was broken and contrite in his soul. Praise God, didn't know which way to turn, which way to go. But a little old preacher, a little bald head fella about this big, preached to my soul that night with love of God in his heart. He said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell. And when he said, son, I thought, glory to God, he's a talking to me. Now, there was a whole auditorium full of little old boys. Because they had the people at the church that I went to, the guy I went to church with, they'd had a contest. All the little old youngins in the church were to invite everybody in their class, everybody can, and bring them to the revival meeting with them. Amen. That little old church was packed full of little old youngins, just like me. But guess what happened in March 1970 to me? The Holy Ghost of God pulled up beside me, Brother Robert. He scooched me over in my pew, put his arm around me and got my attention. I wasn't joking, cutting up. I wasn't coloring or playing. Praise God, as a little 14, 15-year-old boy, I was focused upon the things that the preacher was saying. And he said, son! Amen. I said, glory to God, he's talking to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, he's talking to me. He said, you don't have to die and go to hell. Jesus loves you. Amen. You know what happened about that time? Jesus wasn't late. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost wasn't late. He was right there, had that arm around me. He'd done pulling me up. Amen. For that little old preacher, God done preaching, Mr. Joyce, praise God, hey, that old Holy Ghost of God, praise his holy name. He done squeezed the juice out of me. Amen. Tears was running down my face. I was a bawling like a baby and didn't know why. I didn't even care what my buddies thought. You know, if I'd had any sense about me, I'd have said, what would them boys think? Me about sitting here bawling, a boy sitting here bawling like a little old girl. Amen. Pray God, they'd say, look at him, look at him. Well, you know what? They wasn't nobody said a word. Amen. They wasn't nobody moving. They wasn't nobody stirring. Praise God. Everybody was, they were some people that was stirred, but they wasn't a stirring. They wasn't no wiggling and a giggling and a cutting up. Amen. Holy Ghost of God done seized their attention, praise God. I don't think they could have wiggled if they had wanted to, other than it been that way, other than it been to wiggle their way to an old fashioned altar, fall on their face and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Amen. But you know what happened that night? Jesus was right on time. Amen. He showed up, praise God, right when I needed him. Amen. I didn't know it. I didn't know I needed him. Amen. I knew I needed something. I knew that there was a void in me. I knew there was an emptiness in me. I knew there wasn't nothing in this world that could satisfy me. You know what's wrong with us? Praise God, we don't have any emptiness. Amen. We need an emptiness, amen, so God can fill it. You say, preacher, how do we get an emptiness? By getting rid of the clutter that's in it. John said, you got a baptism of repentance. Said we need to repent and ask God to forgive us and make a straight street for Jesus. So he can pull in, praise God, and begin to do business with our heart. That night, March 1976, Jesus took me to Straight Street. Amen. I'll never forget, I went up there and this little old fella come up there, one of the deacons of the church, and he got down there on his knees. I hadn't thought about that till now in a long time. That little old fellow with tears running down his face and dripping on his Bible. He opened up that blessed old King James Bible. He started pointing out things to me. He didn't have to show me none of that, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God had done stirred in my soul. He done showed me I was an old lost sinner on the way to hell, deserving of hell, damned and doomed for hell, praise God. I said, oh Lord, please, let me just get through this. Amen, praise God. And Jesus, right on time, he stirred in the depths of my soul, and I throwed my hands up, my hands out. I said, Lord Jesus, forgive me a sinner, Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord. I just kept saying, help me, Lord. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to pray. But I said, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I wonder what happened tonight. I believe it'd be right on time if we just throwed our hands up tonight and just begin to say, help me, Lord. 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 I mean it from the depths of our soul, praise God. I believe that'd be right on time. Amen. Amen. We'd get hope from the Lord. We'd cry for help from the Lord. I believe God move upon our hearts. I believe what God's wanting to do right here, church. The devil would like nothing better than to shut us down. The devil would like nothing better for us to never gather like this again in the history of this world. He'd like for us to go home and listen to what they're saying. Just shut it down. Just lock ourselves in our house. Getting us a patch of doom and gloom and self-pity. And just say, oh Lord, have this thing just over, Lord. It's just too much for me. I want to say tonight, church, it's too much for you. It's too much for me. But praise God, it's not too much for our Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. For such a time as this, He's called us. Praise God in a stir of revival. I don't know about you. You say, preacher, you're about crazy. I don't know about you, but I feel a stirring of revival in my soul, praise God. I remember where I was. I remember where He brought me from. I think about where I am right now, and I couldn't make it without Jesus. Amen. I think it's time, a church, that we stood up and we said, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your encouragement. It's time to reach out to a lost and a dying world. It's time to reach out to our children, our loved ones. It's time to pray that God will help them to see the truth. It's time for us to fall on our face and say, God, forgive me for my slothfulness. God, forgive me for not being an advocate for you every chance I get an opportunity to be. God, help me, Lord, to be more steadfast for you. Amen. You know what happens? We get to doing that. We mean in our heart. Praise God. Jesus shows up right on time. Amen. For such a time as this, we need somebody. What do we need, Brother Kevin? We need a Savior from glory. We need a touch from heaven. Amen. We need someone that'll be right on time. We can't put our trust in some people. We can't put ourselves in the government. We can't put ourselves in even in a trust in the churches and the situations around us. But praise God, listen. We can put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every fiber in our being, praise God, just lay it upon Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours and you're mine. Whatever happens, amen. Praise God, it's going to happen through you. Amen. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to look through you. And what I see on the other side, well, Lord, somebody, help me. What I see, Lord, I'm going to see through the eyes of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And I'm going to see the portals of glory glooming and looming in the distance, praise God. And I'm just going to get excited about it. And I'm just going to press on for you. I'm going to say, hey, praise God, let's church. And we're just going to press on, praise God, looking through the Lord Jesus Christ so we can see with a clear mind and a clear eye, praise God, what He's got in store for us. Amen. Martha and Mary said, Lord, if You'd only been here, our brother had not died. Amen. Jesus said, Did I not tell you that I was going to show you the resurrection? So, oh Lord, we know that You're the resurrection of the last days. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, praise the Lord. He said, let me just show you. He went over there to the tomb and they was a weeping and a crying. Bible said, Jesus, shortest verse in the Bible, says, Jesus wept. That shows concern. That shows compassion. Hey, listen, church, guess what? He hasn't changed any. He's still the same as he was that day at Lazarus' tomb. Amen. And he told her, he said, roll the stone away. And she said, Lord, you don't realize. Said he's been dead 4 days. By now he stinks. Let me just say something right here. Lord, bring it to my refreshing of my mind. If you get away from the Lord spiritually, amen, you might get away a day, and you might get away 2 days, and you might even make it 3 days. Amen. That's Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Amen. But he said, if you get away from him 4 days, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Before you ever get back to Sunday, praise God, you'll be rotten and a-stinking. Amen. Hello? Amen. You'll be stinking in your spirit before 4 days. If you go without Jesus, you go walk away from him for 4 days. See, it bothers me when we got church folks and members of this church and say, well, you know, we don't have to be there. And they use, and let me just say, we use this COVID as an excuse. Hey, listen, if you got your family in a car with them, you're at home with them, praise God, you can sit in your car, worship the Lord, hear the gospel preached, hear the singing, praise God, be stirred in your soul, be revived in your spirit, praise God, and there ain't going to be a bit of difference. Amen. People say, well, preacher, you know, I'm afraid it's COVID, I'm going to stay in. But you can see them down at Walmart and at Ingles and everywhere else. Ain't got a problem with that. 4 or 5 days, 6 days a week, 2 weeks a month, 3 months a year, and it don't bother them, praise God. I want to say their soul's rotten, praise God. He said, preacher, I wouldn't talk about church people like that. Amen. I ain't. I'm telling you what Jesus said. He said, hey, pray. He said, he's been dead 4 days. She said, by now he stinks, praise God. His soul and his spirit had left him. He was dead. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He was dead. If we don't get in the presence of God, if we can't get our people in the presence of God after 4 or 5, amen, they're dead in their spirit. Amen. Praise God. This is revival weather now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Spiritually dead in 4 days. Amen. I wonder how many days we can go, praise the Lord, without the Lord, without His Word. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell somebody about Him sometime every day. Amen. I'm going to talk to him several times a day, praise God, because I can't help it. Amen. They told him, old boys, as a preaching the gospel in the book of Acts. They said, hey, listen, we don't want to hear anything else said in this man's name. Amen. And they said, okay, you know, sure. No, they didn't say, okay, sure. They said, praise God. Hey, listen. He said, should we obey man or God? God said to preach the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout it from the rooftop, praise God. And Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. So there needs to be a spirit of stirring, praise God, in God's people. Amen. 4 days dead. Spiritually dead. Praise God. But Jesus wept because he's seen their brokenheartedness. Praise God. And he told them, he said, to roll the stone away. And they did. And Jesus spoke these words to him. He spoke these words to the Heavenly Father. He prayed. Amen. Praise God. And he said, Lazarus! You know why he did that? Because if he hadn't have, everybody in that cemetery would have got up. Amen. But Jesus said, Lazarus! Let me say this. What? Amen. I started to say, Jesus is a personal Savior. Amen. He comes to revive dead spirits, praise God, one at a time, amen. Praise God, that's why he come to me on that March 1976. I don't know if anybody else got in that night, but praise God, he come for me. He come to me right on time, praise God, where I was at, saved me by his marvelous grace, brought me up. He pulled up to the tomb of my dead soul, and he said, Jeff Massey, come forth. Amen. But Jeff, I don't believe I could have sat there if I'd wanted to. But I want to say, praise God, I didn't want to. I come out of there, praise God. I was tired of being dead. I didn't want to die no more. Amen. Praise God. I come out of there, praise the Lord. Glory in my soul. Amen. I prayed and God to forgive me. I cried out for help, praise the Lord. He helped my soul. I come out of there. That old fellow that had his Bible there was trying to read to me. He showed me. He was a praying. I was a praying. I was a weeping and a crying. He was a crying. Praise the Lord. I come out there shouting and a praising God. Amen. I was walking that high. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was walking that high off the ground, I believe. I may have just walked over them pews. I don't know. Going back to my seat. I know I couldn't wait to get home to tell Mama. Couldn't wait to get home to tell Daddy. I couldn't wait to get home to tell Miss Myrtle. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying for me. I praise His holy name. Said, that's what happened to me, Miss Myrtle. She knowed I'd been going to that revival with my buddies. I told her. She was excited for me. You know, it's amazing to me. Sometimes we get jealous if we teach somebody and we try to lead them to the Lord and we just keep telling them and telling them, and then they get saved somewhere else. It happens all the time. Amen. It happens all. We plant seeds and we plant seeds and we water and we water and we water and nothing seems to happen. And then all of a sudden they get somewhere and all of a sudden a light goes off. Their heart's illuminated. Why? Because Jesus was right on time. He come right to them when they needed him the most, and He saved them by His marvelous grace. He's right on time, man. When Jesus is right, He's never been late. He's never been, the rapture's fixing to take place, youngins, in just a little while. The rapture's victory getting ready to take place. We're going to go out of here to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's a promise of God. Amen. We're gearing up. We're lining up. And Jesus is coming, and we're going. Why? Because He's right on time. And the Word of God is being fulfilled right before our eyes. We're seeing it happen. We're seeing wickedness rise up in high places. We're seeing wickedness trying to take over in our lives, in our homes, and our churches. And they're trying to say, well, you know what? We don't need God. We know exactly what you need. When somebody gets to telling you, praise God, that they know exactly what you need and they don't point you to Jesus, you better run as fast, as hard as you can run, because they don't know nothing. They're ignorant. When they try to tell you they got just exactly what you need and they don't point you to Lord Jesus Christ, they know nothing at all. But praise God, I want to say, praise the Lord, if we know who Jesus is and we know somebody's a struggling, we know somebody needs something, praise God, we can go up to them, we can tell them, say, I got just exactly what you need, and His name's Jesus. Amen, praise God. And God Almighty, He'll move upon the scene right on time, and He'll save that soul from the devil's lair. Praise God, He'll deliver you from the trap of sin. Amen, He'll take you out of there, praise God. He'll lift you up and bring you out. He'll put your feet upon a solid foundation, praise God. And right on time, praise the Lord, Jesus will show up for you, just like He showed up for me. But there's a whole lot of our families, a whole lot of our young'uns, a whole lot of our brothers and sisters and mamas, praise God, that need to be saved. Amen. Amen. It's about time. Jesus is coming. We need to be ready. We need to be calling out to the Lord. We need to be begging God, Lord, please save our folks. Save our families. Save our children. But most of all, God, now listen to me, but most of all, God, please touch my heart. Stir in me, O God, O Lord, so that I'm not late in delivering Your message of peace and hope through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Lord, I know what You did for me, and Lord, I know that You can do it for others. And Lord, I ask You tonight, God, that You'd move in this congregation. Lord, I pray that You'd touch us as a people, as Your body. God, I pray that You'll put a desire down in our soul, God, to realize, Lord, that You're not late and we can't be either. But Heavenly Father, our spiritual soul needs to be stirred and revived. God, that these folks in our churches and our homes, Lord, in our family, God, that's spiritually dead. Oh, God, they've been dead for a while, God. And we ask You, Lord, that You'd come to that tomb of their old sinful heart. God, I pray that You'd cry out like You did to Lazarus. Lord, that they'd come forth from that sinful place, from that lost place, whatever it might be, whatever the situation is, God, You know what it is. And Lord, we ask You, God, we beg You tonight, God, you forgive our sins. Help us, Lord. God, that we'd be a light to those folks that's in the darkness. God, that we'd illuminate, Heavenly Father, like the noonday sun for Jesus Christ, our Savior, that folks might see Christ in us, the blessed hope of glory. Lord, that they might be saved before it's eternally too late. God, I pray that you'd touch up and down this valley and this holler. Oh, God, I pray to the saving of souls. God, these folks all around us, Lord, that's never been saved. Lord, it's never, God, allowed you to be their Lord of life. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you'd help them to realize, God, there's nothing like being a child of God. There's nothing like knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Nothing like having that blessed hope, God, in our hearts, knowing that one day when this old life is over, that it'll not be over, but we'll only begin to live with you in glory. God, that we'll go to that place that you prepared for those that's prepared for that place. You'll call us unto yourself, God, and you'll call us up and call us out, and God, take us to be with you, to forever be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, what a time that's going to be. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you'd help us. God, that we'd pray, we'd live in a way in a life as such as, God, people would see the light, see Christ in us, the hope of glory, and desire to get to where we are, to go with us, God, in a little while. Lord, we pray, God, you touch us now. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll just stir a spirit of revival. Lord, I feel a revival, Lord, in this church. I feel a spirit, God, in this church. It's so real. It's so present. God, we ask you, Lord, to keep us stirring us. Keep us moving in us, Lord. Help us, God, to be stirred. Lord, that when you do come, Lord, you ask the question, said, would you find faith when you come? God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you touch this little body of believers. God, I pray that you touch me, God, as the under-shepherd of this place. Oh, God, that there'll be a fire that'll stay burning in my soul. Help me, oh God, I pray. Lord, I know. Lord, you know that we fight to death. We fight hell by the acre, Lord, every day. But God, I pray, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, I plead the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, that you'll touch us and you anoint us with new fire and new power. God, with a fresh anointing of your spirit. God, like we've never had before. God, touch us in our people. Touch us in our soul. Help us, God. Lord, that we could pray for each other. Earnestly pray and contend for each other, our brother and our sister in Christ. Oh, even to the saving of souls of them that's lost. Oh, God, I pray, Heavenly Father, touch us, God, I pray right now. Move upon us, Lord. Help us, God. Keep us moving for you. God, we'll just bow our heads and we'll give you praise for what you've done and what you're doing right here. God, we thank you for this place. Oh, God, I can't even begin to imagine how I ever ended up here, Lord, so far away from my old worldly home. But God, I know it was you, Lord. You brought us here for a season and for a time. Oh, God, and I thank you for that. Oh, Lord, it's been such a blessing. It's been such a trip. It's been such an adventure. But, oh, God, we're not finished yet. God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord. Oh, Lord, that we'd strive to finish the best of our ability for your glory. And, Lord, we'll just love you tonight. We'll thank you. Heavenly Father, have your way. Now, God, in our hearts, have your way in our lives. Go with us and go before us. Touch us, God. Tug on us and show us your way. Heavenly Father, take us and walk us in that straight path, Lord, as we endeavor in our hearts to walk with you according to your grace and your mercy and righteousness for your name's sake. And Lord, we'll just love you, we'll thank you, and we'll praise you for all that you do. Have your way now, God. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.